Dramas present The Treasure Hunt. This week's front page drama, The Treasure Hunt, is a dramatization of one of a series of articles entitled On the Treasure Trail of the Wicked Old Pirate by Harold C. Wilson, which begins in next Sunday's American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. This spring, Mr. Wilkins, English explorer and world-famous authority on the subject of pirates, will set sail with an expedition to seek an undiscovered treasure of the best-known of all American pirates, Captain William Kidd. The discovery of the charts that will guide him to an unknown South Seas island were made by a Mr. Hubert Palmer, who, like Mr. Wilkins, makes a close study of pirate history and maintains a private museum of pirate material at his home in England. But here is Mr. Wilkins' story of the treasure hunt.
The story begins in the month of May, 1701. Captain Kidd's bushy wig askew on his head, his blue coat with the silver Georgian dragon buttons hugged to his throat, crouched in his cell awaiting the morrow, and the boat with its Admiralty Marshal and silver oar to take him on his last voyage to Execution Dock. Captain Kidd squinted through the darkness as the mighty door creaked. A square-shouldered, brown-faced man ambled in with the rolling gait of a sailorman. He grinned sympathetically and touched his tarry forelock.
I'm sorry to see you like this, Captain, but I just had to come and see you for
you. Ralph Burton, I'm in no case to hear that dueling. Sit there. I've sent off a letter to the Speaker of the House of Commons and offered up to pilot the King's ship to a treasure worth £100,000. They'll harm none of it.
100,000 pounds?
Aye, but I hang tomorrow. His Majesty, who called himself my friend and the great man who articles me for the Adventure Galley, have abandoned me to Jack Kitt. You're my only friend, Ned Ward, and I'm leaving you my suitcase.
Thank you, Captain, thank you. I'll keep it by me always, Captain.
Burton, you're a bloody buccaneer and maybe worse, but mark me well. And the word of a man who feels the halter around his neck, if you broke that chest. If any man but the rightful one opens that chest after I'm dead and gone, I'll haunt him and his to the end of his days and beyond.
You have my word for it, Captain. I'll keep the chest and no one will ever broke it. Neither me nor my heirs, Captain, I swear.
See to it that your word is kept. And remember my vow. Here now, take the chest and be off with you. I'm in no mood for tender parting.
Righto, Captain. Thank you. Goodbye, and God rest
you. Hello, jailer! Open up and let the boatswain out. Good luck to you, Ned Ward. Goodbye.
For 231 years, that chest of Captain Kidd lay forgotten. During the spring of 1932, my friend Mr. Hubert Palmer, the well-known antiquarian and collector, invited me down to his house.
I promised you a pleasant surprise after dinner with him. And I know you've been restraining your curiosity most admirably, so I'll let you in on the little surprise.
It is?
Here. Look at this photograph. I need the description from the catalog.
A chest of oak, 26 and a half inches long by 13 inches wide, 16 inches deep with false bottom, left by Captain William Kidd to his boatswain Ned Ward.
Mm-hmm.
I say, Palmer, what a treasure. Are you thinking of buying it?
Thinking of buying it? Why, Wilkins, I'm surprised at this. I have bought it. And here it is, on the table for your inspection.
Oh! Is this a beauty? Price this old relic. You inspected it closely?
No, not thoroughly. I've just opened the lid. Look inside.
Mm-hmm.
It contains a late 17th century dagger, Spanish knife, two plate pipes.
The nice little things are not very valuable, but how about
the false bottom?
Yes.
I haven't looked for that yet. I was waiting until you arrived so we could go over it together.
Oh, splendid. That false bottom ought to contain the treasured secret that will interest us.
Here. I'll turn on some light.
Yes. There.
Now let's turn it up and go over it inch by inch.
Jolly good bit of cotton to work for me. Notice how careful it's been edged and joined. Thoroughly washed out, I imagine. There is a false bottom to this chest,
and there must be.
It's a very shallow one.
And very carefully concealed, too. There doesn't seem to be a joint or a crack to betray its whereabouts.
This ornamental leather binding might hide the secret. I'll be hanged if I can see how.
Now wait. I'll go over it with this magnifying glass. This might be it, sir.
Huh?
Wilkins, look at those nails carefully. Aren't they telescoping the binding?
Yes, Palmer, you're right.
I'll begin to draw those names. I think we'll find what we're looking for.
Right. I have the instruments right here. There's just two nails to draw. Well, you just hold it steady. Mm-hmm. That's it. Now, let's see what we can do.
There, that's one.
Now for the second one. Hold it steady, old man.
There. Here we go.
Yeah, we managed that. Now let's have a look at the edges.
And that false bottom hasn't been removed since the day it was put in over 200 years. We'll probably have to tap it a little before we can slide it out. Use this little silver hammer here.
Right.
Be very, very careful. It's coming. Sliding out just a little. Give it a few more taps, and I think it'll come.
There. Now we've got it.
Yes, yes, I can slide it out further. Well, Wilson, here's the big moment. One, two, three.
There. Empty. Nothing.
And after all this work and excitement, do you suppose this was Captain Kidd's idea of a joke?
Just a minute, Farmer. I think I can feel something on the underside of this false bottom. Here, let's turn it over. There. It's a map.
Oh, Jove, you're right. Down, mottled, and faded, but still legible.
Yeah.
What do you make of it, Wilson?
Well, it's very well drawn. It's an island. Sea reefs and coral formations on this side. Marks no passage. Hills in the center. They're marked with crosses. Buried treasure in all probability.
What's the name of the island, Wilson? Is it identified?
No. Now, that's the catch. There's no clue to its identity. No name of the sea or ocean, no latitude or longitude. But there are Captain Kidd's initials, all right. See there? Double K.
Yeah.
1669.
We're not much better off than we were when we started, but we can't identify the island.
The next step, then, was to find another chart or further directions to complete the first. Then came a second discovery. A lady descended from the Hood, famous sailors in piratical waters, decided to part with a number of family heirlooms. Among them was a William and Mary Bureau. Mr. Palmer acquired this piece for his collection. He tapped, measured, and sounded it to secret panels and drawers, but without success. One day, while closing it, he attempted to push home the two runners supporting the desk. Suddenly, he stopped. There seemed to be writing on one of them. He took a magnifying glass and managed to decipher the letters. Captain William Kidd, Adventure Galley, 1669. Examining the runner more closely...
Wilkins, look here. Examine the end of this runner very carefully under this glass. Now, what do you see?
My daub is a very hard wax. Its color is almost identical with the wood. By Jove, Father, I believe this runner has been hollowed out and sealed at the end with a heavy sealing wax.
Exactly, and I'm going to prove it. I'll take this long knitting needle and see if I can poke through the wax.
Right.
Look, Wilkins. It's going in. Yes, we're right. It is hollow. This long needle is going all the way in.
All right, pull out the needle and we'll strip all the wax off the end and see what's inside that hollow runner.
All clear now. Probe about and see what our old friend Captain Kidd can feel in there. Yes. I can feel something, all right. Whatever it is, I'm drawing it closer to the end. Now I've got it.
Yep. A parchment scroll of some kind. Looks like a legal document. Oh, see the inscription. It reads, of me and Era W.
Era W? Well, that was the name of Kid White. We're on the right track again. But look, man, those lines traced on it. Turn it over.
The map. A second map of the same island. Here, let's get this under a strong light. There's some additional writing on this one.
Bring it over here under this lamp on the library table.
Notice this map is drawn in a different colored ink. It's far more faded than the one we found in the Hardy family chest. Oh, look, Palmer, up in the corner. The word sea. The other word is completely faded. Oh, but you can still make out these three words, sea and North Pacific.
Sound the luck. Why did that one word have to fade out? That's the one clue to the name of the sea in the Northern Pacific Ocean.
There are many small seas in the Northern Pacific. Even the Admiralty have but an imperfect knowledge of this huge space of desolate waters cut up by uninhabited atolls and bird-haunted archipelagos. We still haven't evidence to justify our search.
We keep on trying. There must be more of Captain Kidd's effects being held by people somewhere. We've got to find them, or I'm sure they contain additional maps and information.
In the autumn of 1932, an old sea captain, tired of the seaside resort where he lived, decided to sell all his goods and with the proceeds move to the ancient seaport of Bristol. Palmer went down and met the old man and purchased a chest from him.
You're right, Wilkins. The mirror in the lid of the chest slides out. And look what was hidden behind it. Another copy of the chart. We're in luck again, old man.
Right you are. Let's put the light and glasses to work on this at once. I suppose I start from this side and you work from that.
It appears to supply a much more detailed position of the treasure on Mysterious Island.
Mysterious is right. Still no trace of longitude or latitude. But this is practically a difficult at the first time.
Well, there must be a fourth shot. God knows where it is. We still don't know the name of the island, latitude and longitude. So we must try to find the fourth shot.
Then the fourth shot broke like the devil come to prayer. In February of 1938, Palmer wrote me that another chest had turned up which bore a shield on its lid with the words, Sarah and William Kidd, their chest. I hurried to Palmer's home in the company of an old British naval captain who had sailed the Eastern Seas. Together we examined the find. As in the case of the hardy chest, telescope nails had to be drawn out of the binding around the bottom. A fourth bottom was revealed with a musty piece of mottled vellum stuck to its underside. It was a drawing identical with those in the other chest, except it gave us all the directions we must follow to enter to find the island. Carefully drawn markings definitely locating the treasure. But most important of all, the latitude and longitude of the strange island. But there was another problem.
I've just been thinking, Wilkins. In the 17th century, when this chart was made, there was no such thing as chronometers. The determination of latitude was made by dead reckoning, or perhaps the primitive cross chest. Therefore, the position of the island is wildly inaccurate.
Yes, you're probably right. I've studied more than 800 maps, many of them in 17th and 18th century manuscripts. No chart that I could find showed an island, even remotely resembling the shape of Kidd's mysterious island.
Well, it looks very much as though we're stymied again.
No, gentlemen. No, I believe I know that island.
Oh?
Discovered by an early European navigator who gave it his name. I've seen that island.
No.
Tell you what. You find the money and I'll navigate you right up to that island. Coral reefs and all. I passed the place on a couple of tips, and I even logged it. So far as my memory goes, there's deep water all around as soon as you get inside the reef. Must be 40 years or more since I saw it, and still it's not on the chart. But I know it. It can take you there. Hastily we conferred, the retired naval captain, Mr. Palmer, and myself, with the result that within a few months, the bow of a swift motor-driven yacht will be following the seas until we reach that island and recover the buried treasure of Captain Kidd.
You have just heard Treasure Hunt, a front-page drama based on the first of a series of feature articles entitled On the Treasure Trail of the Wicked Old Pirate, which begins in next Sunday's American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.